It's like it automatically comes.
Yo.
I know you got one bar. See, you don't got no bars?
I think you got bars. Yo.
I see it in your eyes.
I don't have any bars.
Yo.
Alright, we're gonna rap about the color red. Alright, give us a line. The color red. Yo.
The color of red, it means fire. I like to go higher.
Hey!
No, I'm the hype person.
One line.
The color of red
is fire.
Higher. Yeah. It was just that easy, though. Once you got a topic, you in there. You ready. You a teacher, so I know you do that shit all the time.
Yeah, I just put it
together. Yeah,
rhymes.
Yeah, I know. All right, so give us one. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Yeah. Ain't that how you doing, though?
I do.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You try to trick me when I know better. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? We'll go with all of you. Let's go ahead and get started. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Hey, so for those that are on the live, y'all heard that. I don't think they heard that on the radio station, but for those that are live, Ebony just dropped a cool, what, two? That was a 16, that was a two.
A two count
about the color red. Red is fire. What is it? What's the part?
I want to go higher.
Higher. All right, welcome to Communion. It's TK the Kid, your host with my cousin, Lovely E Day.
So.
We got Retta on the way. I think y'all is joining us today. That was almost a rhyme. What do you say?
Hey.
Ah, man, that's funny. So yeah, if she's in the building, great. If she can't make it again, then of course we always send love to her. But Retta said she was 10 minutes out, so we got her mic ready, seats ready, sanitized, everything ready to go when she arrives. That was a rhyme too.
Bars.
See, it's the bars. It's the bars for me.
You got the bars.
It's the bars for me. So, I mean, but we ain't going to wait on that affirmation. I know she know it, so we going to get it cracking and get it moving and kind of get this conversation going. So, we not holding y'all up or holding up my man Zeke at the same time.
That's right.
So, affirmation, taking a deep breath. I know that's what you're going to tell me
yes.
to do and close my eyes.
Yes, let's take a deep breath and breathe out and repeat after me. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am here.
I am here.
And I am whole.
And I am whole. Man, I am here and I'm whole. I actually did some interviews this week, so I had to bring all these strangers into my office and shit because I sprayed it every time somebody walked in, every time they left. But I pointed out the affirmation every time somebody came through the door.
Wow.
I just wanted them to know it was there. You know what I'm saying? I wanted them to feel like they were in a warm, safe environment where
nice.
I put intentions out. So
nice.
Pretty cool, man. I enjoy having it around me all the time. And like I said last week, it was interesting realizing that I knew it. Now, granted, I had gone over it a couple times because I wanted to be sure I knew it. But how much the inside of me knew it. Like,
yeah.
Not my mind and memorizing it, but just how I felt when I heard it. I still felt the same way. When I hear you say it, you know what I'm saying? Which lets me know that it is a part of me. So,
yes.
Anyway, though, let's get into it. I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
I don't know why. It's weird. Weird
as hell.
We've
both been busy. I mean,
like
I know you've been real busy.
I mean, yes. Like, barely sleeping busy, bro.
Yeah.
Catching sleep at times where I don't even want to be asleep, but
yeah.
I can't do nothing but sleep.
Because
that's how tired
sleep.
I am. Yes, because I need sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like one day. Not even one day. I'm going to say, like, it's been a few days now. Like, midday, I could just be in the car and, like, doze off for, like, 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Weird mm-hmm. times where my body just saying, you need a jolt. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to getting, you know, back on track and balancing it all out. Shout out to all the great candidates that came through this week that got interviewed. Hopefully, you know, I'm able to close the door on all of that hiring piece so that I can really coach, you know, start teaching, coaching, and training the team and building them up the way I want them. And once I'm able to do that, I know everything will level itself back out. So it's been a challenge, but I knew it was going to be a challenge before I signed up.
Yeah.
And signed up anyway because, you know, I ain't weak at heart. So I got this one. Classic candidate, always. You know,
always.
You know, that's the deal. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to what it's going to become. I see what it is now, but I don't have my eyes so stuck on that I can't realize the potential and what it can be. So I just look forward to that. So, but anyway, what's been going on with you this week? Or since I last saw you, I feel like the last time I saw you was right after your event. So.
Oh, yeah. So people are still asking for sunglasses.
Okay, so then we got more.
We don't have any more.
Oh, man. Well, what are we going to do about it? Wait till next year?
Yeah. I mean,
we're only 1 year.
We're only doing 1 year.
We haven't met the demand to where we need 2 a year yet.
Well, I just think that's the exclusivity about it. Like,
exclusivity, I love it.
You came, you got.
I don't know, I'm feeling real radio-y today. I don't know if it's the way it's sounding in my ears or what. I'm just sounding like a radio host.
Hey,
yo, what up, cuz? You on this side? We're going to leave this one open just in case Yana does happen to make it. She can easily just slide on there. We already checked your mics, covered them up, sprayed them and everything. So you just ready to sit down and get with it.
So they still asking for glasses, but, you know, we don't have any.
Okay.
And
that's the exclusivity of it.
Right. I feel like that's the, you know, like you came, you bought, you missed it. I'm sorry. Like,
are we sorry?
A little bit, like, because you want some and I'm not going to get any more until next year.
But you had some when they were invited, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe sorry's not the word.
You know me, huh? That's just me. You should be sorry if you're sorry. I'm just not. But I understand
maybe
what you're saying.
Sorry's not the word.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that's the thing about exclusivity.
Yeah.
That there's no reason to be sorry because it's like, hey, I invited everybody. Everybody could have showed up at the same time and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
That's like Walmart saying, sorry, ain't no more TVs. We had 10. You knew that.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
We just don't have any more.
We don't have no more.
Black Friday next year. Same place, same time.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's the great thing about exclusive event, especially when you know it's going to be a dope event and you know that, you know, the merchandise is going to be dope. You know, you can't sleep. Can't sleep on good shit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. So they still do, you know, asking and I'm like, don't have any more. Then like I've been back at work. So it's like summer is like still teaching. But
summer has come and gone.
Yeah. Summer's come and gone. I am 2 weeks into a summer camp. Which,
yeah.
Like I'm good with it. Like I chose this.
Right.
You know?
We live over here too. We live right here. Okay.
You know, I chose that. So
right,
no
absolutely.
Complaints. You know, I chose to work for seven.
And
no,
the kids.
I'm sorry.
The kids
weeks.
Love you for it.
Yeah.
The
they
kids
do.
Love you for it.
They do. So I've just been busy working and trying to, continue to work out. Like, that was hard because I've been, like, really tired.
Yeah.
I've been really, like, running on fumes, it feels like.
Uh-huh.
So I have not, like I've
been able to collect yourself.
Yeah,
really.
Like
yeah, I understand that.
I've really been like just running on fumes. Yesterday, I thought I was sick or something.
Right.
I was just like
out of it,
melancholy,
yeah.
And I was like, "What is wrong with me?"
Right. Just out of it.
Yes, and I was so I've been taking like ashwagandha, and I'm thinking, "Oh my God, is that what's making me like
probably?"
Because it's supposed to be like rest and rewind and you know recharge,
yeah.
But I felt. Like, just, like, whatever. And I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah.
I was like...
So you don't like the feeling when you eat edibles? That wasn't the edible feeling?
No.
It was, like, way down?
This was, like,
down.
Weighted and, like...
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
Malaise.
Like dragging on... Like, you're
like,
dragging.
I'm tired, I'm sick, but I'm really not sick, but I feel sick.
Right,
like,
I just feel, like, drag... Like, I'm dragging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that ain't
I'm like,
no good.
That's...
We're going to have to switch that up then.
So
when did you start taking it?
So I started taking, and it's the goalie.
Right,
I take
the
apple cider vinegar one.
Yeah.
I would say maybe like it's been a week.
Okay.
And you take two a day.
Uh-huh.
But I felt like just yesterday I was just like sitting there and just not.
Maybe your body also got to adjust. You're going to take it another week and just see how it balances out. Because your body is probably getting acclimated to the things that it's doing on the inside of your body. You know what I mean? Whenever you add something to your diet, juicing, taking something out, adding food. I mean, hell, even when I stopped smoking cigarettes, it was like, you know. The adjustment my body had to go through just to handle that.
And then I was thinking, okay, that on top of like being out in the heat every day with the kids.
Because y'all out. Like, it's summertime out.
Dehydrated. Yeah. Like maybe I had
not drinking enough water.
I think it was like.
Plus you trying to work out too.
All of this.
You're trying to figure out how to add a workout into that.
It was
a
lot.
What other things are you taking? Are you
taking any other? Hey, cuz. What's up, Barbara?
Any other like natural?
No, like I
and so tell me why you added that. Why did you add that to your diet? Like, what's the whole point?
So I wanted to try it. So I did the Goli apple cider vinegar gummies, and then I saw the ashwagandha gummies that promoted relaxation, like, you know, less stress because my job is stressful. Yeah. Like I'm working all day. 8 to 3 in the heat. Like, let me just try it.
Right.
And
it took you too low. Like,
I just feel like I don't know if it's like all the parts of me like being tired.
It's probably all coming together.
Then it's perfect making storm. Me feel like
it's like a perfect storm.
So today I don't feel like that.
Did you take it today?
I didn't.
Okay, so so then that might be the telltale.
I didn't. But I'm going to take it at night. So maybe it's when I'm taking it.
Yeah,
maybe
possible.
I shouldn't take it in the
morning. And is it something you need to take with food? Because, and the only reason why I asked that is because, so when I started taking the elderberry, there's one that I take that I don't have to eat anything. But then there's another one that I take, and it almost immediately, once it like gets in my system, I immediately start to feel nauseous and just like sick and fatigue. I mean, it's like it like hits me like a wall, but I know what it is, so I always try to have some water or something close by. So I just came to terms with the fact that in order to take that, I gotta eat. If I don't eat, then I can't take that one particularly, because just the effect that it has on my body.
So I'm gonna see, I'm gonna continue, but
Change the time and see how that affects you.
And maybe it'll help.
Especially see what it's like when you wake up in the morning. Are you groggy? Are you ready to go? You know, see what happens then.
I've been like ready to go, but then, you know, because I'm outside from 9 to 9:30, then I go back 11 to 12 outside, and then I'm back outside from 2:30 to 3.
Gotcha.
So,
you just out.
It's peak.
And you gotta have way more water in your system to do that. Because that's not how it was during the school year. The regular school year. So your body is just trying to adjust. That's more probably what it is. On top of the new shit. So, all right, cuz, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
I feel like I really ain't seen you.
I know it's been a minute. It's like everything. Like every Sunday, something was going on.
I was glad that I could throw y'all all a Sunday back, even though I didn't want to give Ebony another Sunday back, but I'm glad y'all actually got that
good.
In.
You know, dealt with some dozen of family
connection.
My grandmother, my stepmother's mother. My grandmother, we say we blood. So you know, that happened. Had to go out of town.
I didn't even know. Well, I did. I mean, you said, but right then, I'm saying, like, before you had said it that day, I didn't know.
Right.
I just found out when you said it.
It was just so much going on.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
And then, you know, my dad was here. He had to get to South Carolina. So I'm like, okay. You know, my plan, it was already, my week was planned for me, basically. So I just want to make sure he was.
How'd all that go?
So, we went down. It was good.
Okay.
It was good.
Laid to rest well.
You know,
everything went good.
Well, everything went well.
Good. How's stepmom doing?
They're good.
Good.
It was, she was declining. However, you never.
Well, like I said, I think I said it before here. You know, just because, and it wasn't really about a person really dying. It was really more around relationships. But the idea that just because you watch something die doesn't make it any easier to bury it. Exactly. I think that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Right. No matter what, no matter how bad it is, how much you know it's coming, you know what I'm saying? You still need that time to, you know, deal with that grief and mourn that. Because nobody really wants to accept the inevitable around death. And it's just so permanent. That once you, you know, kind of cross over into that space, it's like, damn, like, there is no turning back. No matter what you do, there's no turning back. While a person is alive, I think that even with all that you're watching, there's still a certain level of hope that people have. And, you know, just maybe being connected and, like, kind of soaking up that. Yeah. So even at that time when you know, it's just, we're there. It's just probably not easy, but
and it's, you know,
so prayers out to them, because it just because it's happened, it's past, that never ends. I always say death has equity, too. So every day that passes, you know, a person is still dealing with it.
Oh yeah, true indeed. But you know, we got through it, and that's you know, people are just moving. But of course, you never, you know, you all, like you said, the grieving process is different for everybody.
Yeah,
you know, some get through it sooner. Some might say, you know, a year, 2 years, or whatever. But, you know, with all things, you know, just try to put the positive. I always try to look at the positive of life and death, you know what I mean? While they were here, alive, they did what they were supposed to do. And everybody has an exit date.
Yeah.
And allow them that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes even in the past, what do you call it, the crossing over.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we hold on.
Yeah.
We're holding on. And some people... I think in the I call it the in between.
Yeah.
It may be difficult for them to make that final journey or that transition in the spirit realm because
we holding on to them.
Yeah. The spirit. We know.
Yeah. You know what? You saying that, and I feel like that could be true, very true. Like, a couple years ago when I had somebody really dear. Pass away. Like, I went through some really dark emotions around how I felt about, because I think I feel like people get to decide. I don't know where I picked up that thought process along the way, but like thinking that people actually get to decide if they stay or go. No matter how tragic, you know, like when you watching the movies and you see them kind of going through this whole thing and then all of a sudden they wake up, you know what I mean? I feel like that's a choice. And people that don't do that, you know, have decided otherwise, which is funny because I've had somebody recently say that to me, like, you know, whatever happens around that would be a decision. So you got to be making one, you know what I'm saying, every day. So I think I struggled a lot because I was like, man, damn, like you would decide some shit like that. Like, what's up? But then I realized how selfish that sounded. And I worked through it through writing and, you know, just trying to figure out how to express my feelings around it, to try to release them from any bondage I was holding them to so that they could be free. But just imagine how many, like you said, you know, so spirits and souls just holding on in between because we just won't let them rest peacefully like we say we do.
Right.
We say it, but we don't actually let them go to do so.
And that's what I was getting to. It's selfishness to some extent. But, you know, all in all, eventually, you know, I think the spirit realm clears, you know, and our hearts and our spirits clear, you know, and people make their transition fully. So that, you know,
some deep shit early in the show.
Sorry,
deep ass conversation. No, I mean, I'm just saying, it's a conversation to be had. Death is a thing, you know what I'm saying? Death is an everyday thing that we all got to deal with, and people handle it differently. But having open conversations like this may help people who are dealing with that or soon to be dealing with it or whatever it is be able to self regulate a little bit more in how you manage your feelings and emotions towards people who are passing because. You got to let them go, you got to figure out how to hold on to them in a way that still allows you to let them go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Finding that even balance of you are no longer with us and I got to be okay with that, but I'm going to, you know, hold on to the memories and this, that, and the third without holding you. I'm going to hold that, you know?
Right.
Absolutely.
You know,
so we got some hearts or some thumbs up around that.
It doesn't die. Energy transforms.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people, your loved ones are still around. They still, you know, with you. The memories, too.
They may even already be back.
Yeah, and I'm about to say, they come back.
May already be back.
You know, birds.
Yeah.
Or just the wind blows hard. Mm-hmm. Or you think of something and just something specific about that person. Somebody else walks up and says the exact same
thing. Same words.
So
yeah.
It is very...
They show up in other people, though. Exactly. Like, even babies. So, like, a baby is born at the time.
So yeah. It's
and
like,
it's boom. Mm-hmm. You just know that that's them all
just,
over
just
again.
Just know. And I think once we come to that overstanding, you know, just it clears us and clears mm-hmm. our whole spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Respect the dead.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest part. You know, respect the dead.
That makes me smile. Even though it's a negative thing, it kind of mm-hmm. just makes me smile. I'm like, okay, I'm like, what did you call it? Like that soul, that spirit has been reconciled.
Yeah.
Back to.
They got something we ain't get.
Yeah.
That we don't have. Yeah. That we don't even know nothing about.
And I'm like,
I'm not ready to know either, but I'm just saying.
Right. But the piece of it is what, you know, like, dang. And like, but I ain't ready yet. But I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like the peace and the calm.
Yeah.
And just that, let me shut up.
You have them having that experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm good. I've been working hard.
I was going to ask you, how's work? How's work going?
Girl.
Turned up.
Still waiting to hear about my, interview.
Okay.
It's my interview for the manager position.
Okay.
Although I'm doing everything.
Fuck Nelson.
You know? Right. I'm about to say Nelson.
Right. Nelson ass. Nelson ass always in the way.
If Nelson step up and get it after I've been doing everything. You know,
we're gonna be talking about Nelson another week.
Yeah,
we're gonna hey, either way, we're gonna talk about Nelson if you get it. We're gonna talk about Nelson if Nelson get it. Either way, Nelson coming up.
Nelson
is on the agenda.
That's it.
No, I'm stepping up, you know, and I'm, you know, making some sacrifices, doing mm-hmm. some 10-11 hour days.
Yeah,
sometime.
Go for what you want.
But you know, it's a what do you call it? An ends to a means. It's mm-hmm. not my goal.
Yeah,
you know, definitely to be in that position, but. You know, however, I do think, you know, I deserve it. I'm doing it.
Of course you deserve it.
That's so, right.
Of course you deserve
it. Either way.
You deserve it and more.
Yeah, so, but either way, it's all good.
How's the kiddos?
The kids are good. You know, doing their young adult things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you letting them be young adults? Yes. That's the question. I've been waiting to ask you since I saw you last.
You helped me out so much.
Are you helping the young adults
yes.
be young adults?
And that freed me. I gave my thoughts
mm-hmm.
around the situation.
Yeah.
And then I came back.
Uh-huh.
And I actually apologized for
look at you.
Kirking out. You know?
For kirking out.
I mean,
kirking
I kirked out, but I did
good old DMV out. Lingo yeah. for the kirk out.
Like, I expressed myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little too much because, you know, I went into my feelings.
Of course.
But,
here's the thing, like we said, you're entitled to have them, but you want to make sure that they understand that they get to decide for themselves. Because otherwise they just become us trying to rewrite all the things other people wrote for us, and we don't want to do that.
So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. it's all good. You choose your path, and you know, it's ever changing. So, you know, they're still young. And I won't go into which one, but you know, and
they both young.
They both young.
So yeah.
And my daughter, she's good. My partner, she was, you know, that she was away for a week with her little brother and stuff.
Right.
So I missed her. But,
okay.
You know, I had some time for
right.
me. And
how old are your kids again?
22 and 20.
So adults and adults.
Yeah. The girl is what?
20. She's learning how to drive. So she's been driving all over. I guess the DMV, her father let her drive the truck, Lord, on the highway.
Did she do it?
She drove.
Did she make it back?
Yes.
Was she in one piece?
She's good.
She okay?
They talk about me because I don't let her drive on the highway in my car. But she's actually good.
I'm sure somebody was concerned about you driving on the highway in their car, too. But look at you. Here you are.
I was 19, and I took my little car out in the rain, my little stick shift in the rain.
Yeah, so she got way better.
My mama was flipping out, so I had to think. I had to go back in
time. I think, honestly, I think that's just what happens. And work, personal life, stuff like that, it's so easy to forget. You know, because you're so far removed. Yeah, you're so far removed from...
Mm-hmm. They bring that up.
Yeah, but you got to remember. You can't forget because that's what they need. They need to know that you've been there so that you can give them insight and wisdom around it. But they also need you to know that you've been there so you can give them grace and compassion. So you guys both have to remember that you've been there. And sometimes you're projecting I've been there, but not really accepting that you've been there. And, you know.
Right. So,
you know. Nugget.
Definitely.
Wisdom.
So we good. We good now.
Good now. Good week. I'm glad.
That's good.
I'm glad. I really wanted to circle back to that. Because that type of stuff is important. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Making sure that, you know, you get to go back. Sometimes the initial conversation, you know, is very passionate. And so a lot is misread and misjudged in passion. And then you get to go back and circle back to the conversation and really emphasize the things that were important and try to, you know, right size or, course correct, maybe where it went wrong, so that you can bridge the gap and have some understanding and move forward. That's what's really important about those kind of conversations. Yeah. So as long as y'all got there, then it don't really matter.
And that's about what I'm saying. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, all that other stuff, it doesn't really matter.
And to me, that in itself is, you know, in alignment with what we came here to do. Because think about you being this age, how many times somebody came back to to say,
exactly,
I feel you, I heard you, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's the difference. You gotta be the difference.
You gotta be the difference,
and that's what you're showing up as, the difference. So that's what's up. Look at you changing the course. But what I love about them, particularly your daughter, because you say it all the time that she says it. But what I love about them is that I feel like they've already decided. They just try and get you on board. They've decided who and what they're going to be and what they aren't going to be. And they've already seen the inner workings of all of that and how it's impacted you and them and everybody else around them. And they've already said, you know what, that's not my thing. So, you know, you got to come with me on this one because I'm not going there with you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They've communicated that.
I'm sure they articulate themselves very, very well.
Like, hold up, let me tell you.
Wait a minute. Right. Wait, I got something I want to tell my mom later.
What did you say?
Yeah.
What? I'm like,
yeah. But that's how deep and heavy that was the beautiful thing about in getting into my week. I'm sorry, were you done with your week? Because I feel in getting to my week, it had started with Father's Day, of course, and Johnny and her friend being here in the studio. So that was really cool. I invited them to come out every third Sunday of the month. So that gives y'all a Sunday off. Woohoo to you guys.
Yay.
At least one. We'll try to figure out a way to give you another one off.
Thank you very much.
You know, so y'all not giving me all y'all time. But nonetheless, it was a really good conversation, but it just amazes me how brilliant these young people are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And how in tune and in touch with themselves they are and their emotions and the emotional intelligence that they have and the awareness, the self-awareness, but also being aware of those around them, and being able to articulate. What was most important was the fact that they could articulate for themselves and advocate for themselves and strength and pride and just watching them. It was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of times I think this heavy-ass shit. I don't know if at that age I was saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like they are, like, par with, you know, like, the way we're thinking right now, like they are there and able to have that conversation. I think that's dope. I hope that the ancestors is like cheering them on and rooting for them, because I feel like they definitely have the potential to take us far with their thinking and their ambition and that energy. You know, I always go back to that line from Common and Glory about from
young,
the Selma joint,
the young people, the wisdom of the elders
and the young of the energy,
the young people's energy.
I always think about that when I think about young people, and you know how it's funny because we are all both. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To my grandmother, mm-hmm. it's her wisdom and my energy.
Right.
To my niece, it's my wisdom and her energy. Yeah. So we're all, you know, students and teachers, like we always say, and that we all got a place inside of this and got to be holding up our side. But I'm just grateful for the generations to come, because I feel like they can't be stopped unless they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure somebody said that about us.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, we I feel like we weeding through more, but that's just because I know what we've been through. Yeah. But I know they weeding through plenty. Yeah. And I know when it's their time to have this conversation, they're going to say the same thing. Because I said something while we were sitting here. The look on Jada's face was like, what? No. We go through shit. And I'm like, what? You guys got, right, you know what I'm saying? Right. But, you know, I do understand where they're coming from, because while they do have so much access to information and resources and stuff like that, I feel like in that, sometimes the pressure is probably greater too. You know what I'm saying? Because the expectation levels up with mm-hmm. the resources. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might feel like maybe we've been caught a break. You know, we caught a little bit of a break because of whatever we knew or didn't know at the time. But the amount of information that they have, you know, the way social media is. I mean, you could literally get online, say a couple words, the whole world see it, mm-hmm. and go viral in a second. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Sing a song, and the whole world know in that moment. But thinking of back to, like, Johnny's mom trying to, you know, start a music career and stuff like mm-hmm. that, the legwork it took, right, getting in the studio, yeah, distribution, mm-hmm. blah, 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 versus writing just songs. Writing the song, all of that, versus getting on SoundCloud or something, grabbing a beat, putting some words to it, singing it, and boom, you're a star. That's, you know, right, what I'm saying? Just that easy, so... Yeah. But again, like I said, when it is just that easy, I feel like the pressure, you know, the pressure is probably a lot more on, yeah, for them. So, no, definitely grace and compassion for them, but rooting for them at the same time. So, that started my week. And then, of course, just getting into the week, we always ahead of the holiday. So, even though the holiday technically is coming up this week, in my world, the holiday is like a week in advance, mm-hmm. because we got to start getting stuff loaded out so that the stores are ready. So, crazy week last week. Going to be another crazy week this week as we roll down into it. But to all those that's planning to celebrate the 4th of July, please, any store from D.C. to Maryland, go grab your Cokes for me. Go grab some of them Cokes that I got lobbied up into them stores.
Yes.
I was hoping that y'all was going to be here so we could catch up with her and see, you know, what was going on with her. But anything y'all got particularly y'all want to talk about, I always come to the table with convo. You know I got something for sure.
I'm about to say.
Yeah, you know, I always got a question that I want answered. But what's been on your mind? Let's go you, because you be having that heavy, deep shit over there. What you got over there, Retta? What you been thinking about in our absence?
I have been thinking about, seriously,
look at her, seriously, which means, right, which means that this is a thing.
But I've been thinking about it, and it's off my mind, it's out the window. Just a millionaire mindset.
Millionaire mindset, Okay.
Creating financial or familial wealth and being, what's the word? Just purposeful about, yeah, it. And intentional, I guess, is the word. I've been playing with it for a minute.
Okay.
You know? Investing, like I want to learn how to invest.
Okay.
Did a little thing with some bitcoins. Didn't uh-huh. really do too much anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is, you know, my house was an investment.
Okay.
Sold a house. Okay. Puts me in another, you know, I don't want to say, you know, just another bracket or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like totally different. You know, I struggled raising my kids.
Right.
So now I'm like in this other situation, like, okay, stop sleeping on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I hear online and on Facebook, everybody's like, really invest in, like, mm-hmm. young folks.
Yeah.
And their return.
And like, they're not playing. Yeah, see, that's
and
what I was just talking about.
It, and they're teaching
They know, and they're doing it.
They're teaching it to kids.
Yeah.
There's one little group, EYL, or I can't even remember what it, but EYL. But these young brothers are going into the schools, teaching about stocks, teaching them how to invest.
Yeah.
Other folks, rappers, whoever, business people are coming to their things and talking to folks, and they're doing interviews. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, what are you sleeping on? You have got to get this thing together. Like, mm-hmm. this is, you are not, I feel, and it's not just me, but our folks, I just feel like, we have a royalty mindset, and we're, you know, if we have the right tools.
Right.
We can, one, gain land for our folks. We can grow our own food. We
right.
can have our own stores. We can, mm-hmm. you know, just create. So when and if or something, you know, we can take care of yeah. our own and anybody else.
Yeah.
It's
right.
not just, yeah. you know, because I'm one, you know, you can go out. But first and foremost, make sure your community is straight. You can't go outside of that if you ain't take care of your own first.
So, I hear that.
And that's just what I'm about right now, and just getting more serious with that. And I need to study on stocks. And, this crypto stuff that's happening. So that's where my focus is, along with my life coaching.
Okay. How's that going? Of course.
All right. It wasn't doing great. It's a
why do you say that?
It can be done in 6 to 12 months.
So what if you're going to do it in 18 to 24? That's you. It's all right. Take your time.
I got to do it in 12 months. But, you know, my job took a lot of focus. So I was studying. The folks called me and was actually coaching me. Was, what's up? Like, okay, can you dedicate this many days and this many hours? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
You think I could do it?
I'm going to get back on a,
Okay, go ahead.
So, anywho, so that's my second focus. It's the creating financial wealth, and then my, life coach, because that's going to be part of my
they can go together. They can go together.
Absolutely.
So created my side hustle, which will then become my
full hustle.
Full hustle, along with whatever else, you know, that, you know, I discover is on my path.
That's it. So I like it. I like that.
That's my focus, to get my schedule down, get this life coaching thing done.
Right.
So I can actually, you know, start.
I wasn't being funny. I really been wanting to do that. I think I had mentioned it to you before that I wanted, that I wanted to do it, because I feel like people, I was about to say, people are always putting me in life coach situations.
How about that?
Like all the time, like literally, like everybody has probably been in a call with me at least one time, and a phone call has come through where I've had to deal with things. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. It's funny that you said that, because earlier today I was talking to a friend, and what I'm trying to do now is figure out how to monetize my gifts. So, you know, I know, because I feel like we all are brands, even if we don't say so. We are. But I do have a brand, The Kid Speaks. And I'm trying to figure out how to kind of launch that in a way that, A, I need to kind of rebrand it. So thinking about some ideas around that. So putting a meeting on the books this week to try to have some of those conversations. You know, I got interpretations, which we haven't done because COVID came and slowed everything down, but trying to figure out also how to rebrand that into this new thing, even with communion. You know what I'm saying? I want communion to be an entity of its own. So I wanted to have its own marketing strategy and, you know, logo and, you know, stuff like that. So I really want to make it a thing. I want communion to be a household name and really take it somewhere underneath the Kid Speaks, you know, brand. So really trying to figure out how to monetize those things. And then underneath that, just the everyday gifts that you're constantly using all the time, every day. And I don't want to say giving it away for free, because I do know that when people reach out to me and are pulling at my gifts and stuff like that, I know that I only have what is there to give. And if it is there to give, then I will give it, because I speak when I'm told. You know what I'm saying? And it hasn't been, I haven't monetized that yet, but I know that God makes up the shortage, and I know that everything that I do and I put out, I get it in some form of return. But I do think that there is a lane for some of the conversations and shit that I have, in a way to do that in a professional setting, and have the credibility that goes along with it, versus just people calling you and, you know, dumping their stuff on you and you giving them, you know, something back. Again, like I said, I don't want, especially if it's anybody out there listening that, you know, I have these kind of conversations with, I don't want them to think that I'm, that there's any malice in what I'm saying. I'm just saying that this is my small circle of trust. But imagine we talk in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if this is not one-on-one conversations, even if this is just motivational speaking or whatever it is, you know, to reach and touch the masses, you know, I feel like there's a message here, and there's a message that's constantly being downloaded day after day after day that needs to go out. And I'm trying to figure out really how to harness that and make good on the gifts God gave me. So it's interesting that you said that. So what about you, E?
For me, okay, you know, we all did vision boards.
We all did.
Right? So I didn't have not looked at the vision board since it was done.
Okay. Okay.
Until the other day.
All right.
And I was amazed.
At how much you checked off?
I'm telling you. Oh, my gosh. I was amazed by how much I checked off without even knowing that I checked it off. Like, I was like.
Intentions are real.
Real. Okay.
They are real.
I looked. I said,
oh, shit. Oh, my God.
I've done that.
Yeah. No lie, I did the same
no
thing.
No lie, right?
I did the same thing.
I said, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the vision board. It's just sitting in the bedroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did not look at it until the other day. I was getting dressed. I said, oh, my gosh.
I did that. Uh-huh.
I was like, okay. I wanted to be a little plant mom. I look, I got these plants in the windowsill. Yeah. I said, okay. Shit. I had the sunglasses in there. I wanted to revamp that. Boom, sunglasses
done.
Up there.
Done.
Meditations and
right.
affirmations. Look
said,
at you.
I said, oh my gosh.
Look at you.
That's right. When we speak things.
I'm telling you.
Lord.
Let there be your let there be's, man. I couldn't believe it.
I could not believe it.
And all it took was deciding. Deciding and doing something about it other than just thinking
keeping
it through.
Keeping it up.
You know what I'm saying?
And
yeah.
And then somebody else going to take it.
You know what's funny about my vision board? So I made mine while I was in Atlanta because we went to Ashley's. And New Year's Eve, we sat in the house and made vision boards. Well, I didn't want to bring it back on the plane with me because I didn't want it to get ruined and stuff like that. So Nick and them drove it back. It sat in the back of Nick's truck for, I probably got it out of Nick's truck maybe in March.
Oh, wow.
Maybe April, March, April, something like that. And that's when I pulled it out, put it up. And I was like, dang, I did the exact same thing you did. Did that.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I had like a good eight or nine things
I was like
that I actually had accomplished that were on that board.
Yes.
And I was actively working towards other things that my mind was still on. So it hadn't escaped me, even though the board itself wasn't there, which let me know that the vision is with me. You know what I'm saying? The vision is actually with me.
Okay.
I am the vision board. You know, this shit was wild, but I'm glad.
Wild.
I'm glad that you experienced that too, because that's a dope ass feeling. To know that you put something out into the universe and the return was there without you having to stand over the seed. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's probably better. Like, I understand people who had their vision board up and it's sitting there and they look at it every day and stuff like that. So I'm not knocking that, because I'm sure that that kind of visualization also has power. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's not the same. And people like us, if we actually had the vision board sitting right there the entire time and, like, really paying attention, like, actively on it, we might actually be being counterproductive to the success of the things, because we would be micromanaging the progression of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Planting the seed, digging it up. Planting the seed, digging it up. You know what I'm saying? But we actually put it out there, planted the seed, and let it do its work. Showed up for some cultivation, a little bit of water, a little bit of sunlight, and boom. Look at us.
Yes.
Growing and glowing.
I love that shit. I love that shit. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was like, oh, my God, I did all of that over there in that corner.
Right.
Like, never looked at it. I did not look at the board. The board was done December 31st.
Yeah, same day.
I just looked at the board last week.
And you're on track.
I was getting my earrings because I got my earrings over.
And hers is actually up in
it's
her room.
It's in my room.
Hers is in her room, and she still didn't look
still
at
didn't
it.
Still didn't look at
Mine's
it.
Mine's was in the car. Mm-hmm. I couldn't look at it. But
in
hers was
room,
actually in the room.
Hanging in my room. Still ain't look at it.
Yeah.
I had a hat. Actually, I had my hat hanging over it.
Uh-huh. So like, you couldn't look at it unless you did something to do it. And yet here they are, those things manifesting themselves.
Yeah.
So what about, I mean, so she's talking about business, I'm talking about business. I mean, they got businesses.
Yeah, so I got an eyeglass business, but that's just for fun. That ain't really no business for real.
I mean,
it's not. I mean, it is, but I mean, if it really was, I would be going to get
glasses.
We out here
apologizing to people for glasses they couldn't get.
I feel
like it's a business.
But if it was a real business, I would be going to get more glasses. So
I think that it's an exclusive.
One is down her stash.
One is
you
down.
You
want to
just come grab us some glasses from Ebony's? glass.
You can do that. You can do that too, because I do have a lot.
But what about the dance company?
So since COVID, the dance company was like, we were just chilling, you know. Yeah. COVID hit, and I was like, okay, I cannot dance in a mask. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I can't even work out in a mask. Like,
I can barely walk.
I can barely
and
walk.
And talk in a mask.
Thank you. So, you know, at that point, I wasn't sure how far this was going to, like, how long this was going on, yeah. and mm-hmm. how comfortable people feel right. after the fact. Yeah. So, one of my dancers, I saw her on Instagram the other day, and, you know, she posted a picture, and I just was like, oh, he's just, you know, it's a beautiful picture. And she was like, I miss us. Like, and I knew what she meant. She right. was like, I need to move. I need to dance. So I have been, like, praying and thinking, like, when to start back. So right. I wanted to start back after the summer, because I did not want to add anything else to my summer.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that I want to do another event for my birthday.
Okay.
So, like, to have a
let me go ahead and knock my week out.
A deadline write that down for, like, December.
Now, so I don't have nothing in December.
What's in my throat?
I don't know, but I got soda in the car. I just don't have nothing here.
But, yeah, so yeah, I'm thinking about starting back after the summer.
Okay.
And not doing anything, like, for my birthday, but letting December be, like, a guideline or like, a deadline.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to do something soon, yeah. but just not knowing what. Mm-hmm. So, keep your ears and stuff open.
I miss it.
You do?
Just the little functions and, you know, I be looking for things.
It's you want to see if it's, like, a bottle of water right there?
I'm all right, I think.
You sure? I'm all right, then.
I think it's just got some dust or
yeah.
something.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's always something.
I don't have one of them. Old lady
they got old lady mints right here.
Oh yeah, give me one.
Go.
They got the old lady mints right there. Oh, but yeah, yeah, so you miss it? I remember yeah. when I was trying to, like, pull you out, and then, like, here you are missing it.
What is TK doing? Pulling me up on a stage?
Interpretation.
Oh, yes.
Interpretation.
Like, my poetry, you know, it's for me. I always said, you know, it's for me. I know eventually, you know, it'll be shared. Sometimes I share certain things, mm-hmm. but she was just like, all right, brother. I need you to do, like, three poems.
Yeah. Like, it was remember it started with her birthday.
Yeah,
but remember you read what, one or two of them, and then I had to do one. Yeah, you read mine's, and then
mm-hmm. and I think the next interpretation
you did
my own.
Right. At mine's you did your own. At hers you did mine. Yes. And I did the one that I had no choice but to do.
That was my 40th. So that was, like, 6 years ago?
Yeah, that was 2015, 16, something like that.
Yeah. Like, 6 years ago, right?
But I love
almost,
that.
Yeah.
And everybody, the dances, you know, mm-hmm. to every mm-hmm. poet, you know. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It was just
that's
the
what,
energy.
I love that whole vibe. And yeah. I want to get back into it. I'm coming to terms with it, and this was part of the conversation I had earlier. Like, I don't believe myself to be, like, a performer in that way. Like, mm-hmm. I know I'm a writer. I love writing. I write almost every day, even if it's just a line or two. Hell, even some of my texts is me writing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm a writer. I enjoy that. I'm not a performer. Mm-hmm. I'm not a spoken word artist. Mm-hmm. I don't claim that. I may say my poems out loud, but I'm not a spoken word artist, even though I'm speaking my words. But I'm okay with that not being who I am. But I do enjoy being a curator for other people mm-hmm. and for the ideas to come together to be, and me being more in alignment with, like, hosting in that environment, mm-hmm. which would allow me to still speak, mm-hmm. you know, throw a piece in here and there. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to be the focal point
of the event.
Yeah, I
like,
mean, yeah, straight up.
Yeah,
like the yeah,
like
the whole
thing
is yeah,
is
and that's what I love about it. It's all these dots being connected and
yeah.
everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really miss that. So I couldn't really figure out how to shape that in a virtual world. I thought through a couple ideas around it, but I really just wasn't sure. So That's kind of what this meeting hopefully will bring to life, like the ability to, now that things are opening back up, to figure out ways to be face-to-face but also lean into that more virtual space, because even though things are opened up, people now actually enjoy being virtual. You know what I'm saying, in a way. Like, as much as people don't like it in ways, some people do. It's, well, here's the thing. There's a certain convenience about it, though. Yeah. When you can't get to a place or something like that, like, so when
people don't face, don't be there, be their name, like, and they be like, I'm here. No, you not. Like, we can't even see you.
You want to be, you want the camera on?
Yes.
You want to be.
Like, yeah, I want you to be here.
Uh-huh. Present.
Yes. See, I'm here. I'm home. Sick. I'm like, why?
You angry.
I frustrated. Don't like it.
I know.
I don't like that.
But I'm saying, if we did a show and we did it virtually.
I'm not doing it.
Listen, if we did a show and we did it virtually. This is what I'm saying. So Whiskey.
Okay, I'm listening.
Whiskey, when Whiskey did her first show down there in Falls Church, the drive, yeah, the driving. So you went.
I went.
And I watched it online. Well, I watched it online because I gave Lexus my tickets. So Tink's daughter was there with one of her friends. Okay. I gave her my tickets. But then me and everybody else in the house got to watch it in the house. So we were watching a live performance. So it was like watching a concert, but at the house. So, yes, you don't get the crowd participation piece, I don't think, as an artist. But think about the audience being able to have the convenience of not having to leave home and still being able to see a show.
Cool.
It's like us being on TV.
It's cool. I like the vibe.
I know you don't like it, but I'm just
saying.
I
like the realness, like being in it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be face-to-face too, but what if we can't always be face-to-face?
Right, it's an opportunity.
I got to figure out a way to make this all make sense and not always be face-to-face.
I think that it's about
I understand.
Sound system.
But you still don't like it.
The sound.
I understand. I do, but
I understand not teaching and stuff like that. I understand why that wouldn't be. But I'm saying people watching shows on TV every day. You watch the awards on TV. You watch TV on TV. So what's the difference between watching a show on TV?
I mean, like, just think. The go-go. Like, I watch some of the little go-go bands online.
Live?
On live.
Uh-huh.
But
the crank is not the same.
The crank is not the same.
Yeah, the energy is not the same, but are you not getting some crank or are you not? Is the crank gone or is the crank there?
The crank is gone.
It's
you're not focused. You're
not
focused.
It's the same.
No. Yeah, you're definitely multitasking.
I don't like that.
I know you don't. Like, look at you, Paula.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't want that.
When we had church out in the parking lot, I was like, thank
God. So happy.
God. So happy. Because I am... Okay. I cannot focus. Yeah. I am over here preaching. I'm over here folding clothes. What? I'm like, okay, let me get focused. Watch.
Whereas I like to be folding clothes while the preacher preaches.
Oh, wait a minute.
I like to fold clothes while the preacher preaches.
I don't like.
I like to be doing multiple things at one time.
If a teacher is teaching me, I need. Because you're entertaining me, I need to be focused. Yeah. Like,
I feel like when something comes that draws me in, I stop doing what I'm doing. I feel like everything is not for me. So, like, if I'm doing something and it's something that, like, hit me right, I'm going to stop everything that I'm doing because it's about to hit me right. And I'm going to be standing there in front of the TV with the same towel, just standing there holding it. And then once he or she is done, then I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing because it's just going to hit me.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not, I must say.
Not you.
Like,
no, not
if,
at
if,
all.
If I was feeling something, I mean, to be honest, I'd be like, you know, you yell out like that's how
so we can't so we can't be we can't
and,
go virtual.
I mean, I don't know. That's
like, you said you're not doing it. That was a firm. I'm not doing it. You said that, and you know you're part of the. You are part of it making sense.
I did say that.
You said it.
I was just
yeah. I'm not doing it.
You were shallow.
Well, I need to know, huh?
You were shallow. Which church?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So
yeah,
they're still. But y'all are now live?
No, we have been virtual.
Right.
Most of the time.
Right, but we had two services outside back-to-back,
okay.
Which was great.
Which fed her spirit real good.
It fed me.
Yeah.
Because
she been tired of folding clothes and watching the service.
I've done all the things. I sit up.
You get dressed.
I'm sitting up. I got the computer like this, and I'm not laying down. Okay, I go downstairs. I try to, so I can get it,
right.
Be focused. Like,
but what if we never went back?
then I would not like it still.
I'm gonna know, but how do you figure out how to adapt and adjust in a world that's changing around you like that?
It's an inward thing, I think.
I absolutely think so too.
But what if I don't want to adapt? What if I don't want to, right. to do that?
Well, then you just don't. But then do you miss? Does that mean that you end up missing out on the things that may be there for you because you don't want to adapt and change and adjust?
Maybe, maybe not.
But she'll find another
some way to go.
Yeah,
she wants it to be face to face. She don't even right. she wants it to be
alive, I want everything. Right there. I want right. everything to be face to face.
Right.
I'm sorry. Everything.
You're over it. You're over it.
I want everything to be face to face.
But the
church, dance performances, live music. I don't want to watch this stuff on TV. Yeah.
No, I feel you. I feel like I feel like we could do both.
We can do both. The way the society is going,
how
we
everybody tell me right now before we
okay. So
oh, yeah, you can
all
do
I'm
both.
Saying
let's,
is
let's talk about it right now.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying.
Stream it live.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, so for instance, with the show that
stream
they had.
Live, okay.
With the show that they had. So technically, though, mm-hmm. you guys were watching it on a screen, too. You didn't see them doing it live, though. You saw it on the screen also at the drive-thru.
And that was the wild thing about
you
it.
You saw it on the screen. So they
at the drive-thru. So they weren't present.
So you could have stayed home, too.
Like, yeah, but it was. No. But it's the drive-thru energy.
It was wild. The energy of the folks was good. And I was okay. telling my daughter, I was like, this is wild. They're not
drive-thru.
Actually here. I guess they're in the building.
Yeah, they're inside. They're so inside I told Whiskey that I want to actually get a backstage pass because I want to okay. see it, like, happening.
Yeah. Okay.
It was
you was at the drive-thru.
Yes.
They were in the building.
Yes.
Doing it while
you guys
were
watching.
Were watching
it. Right.
So I felt the energy of the people. But it was, even the,
and then they would come
the
out.
Video,
you know
what
I'm saying?
It was still weird, though, Ebony.
I know,
it was
right. But as I'm thinking, I experienced that with my goddaughter's show.
Uh-huh.
She's at SMU. Well, she's
lovely
graduated.
Dancer, by the way, and look at her.
Lovely dancer, and I missed being there because I went when we could go, and then this past time we had to watch it.
Right.
Okay. So I'm laying in my bed on my computer.
Uh-huh.
Watching it.
It's the way you set us up for it. I just know that you hate it.
I hated it, but because of the dancer that she is, mm-hmm. I felt like I was
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? But that was because I had, like...
Like, Chaley took you there.
She took me there.
Yeah, but that's our job.
Sorry,
to take the people there, right?
But...
Because we are the show.
But do they all take you there?
No, but I'm saying that would be our job to take people there.
Okay.
As performers, we're not the audience. We are the performers.
Right.
So I'm saying it's our job to draw people in
as
performers in a virtual space and make them feel
yes.
like they are there. Can we do that? I guess that's the question that we're asking.
That's what I said.
I think you can do
you would
that.
Have to open yourself up to
now. This. If every interpretation was like
to
that,
me, it has to be a beautiful
I understand.
Facility. We can't do it at no little place. And then put it on the TV screen. It has to be a theater, a place with lights and with this
camera and action. But they got all of that happening inside there. They had lights and cameras and action happening on the inside.
We need that.
Yeah, they it's like full. It's like full on stage. It's like they had bands and everything. Like that's what I'm saying. I want to go, and then I want you to go. And
okay,
so we
I'll
see
go
it
so
that we can fill it out.
Right. That's what
yeah,
the
everything
sound,
has to be.
Everything has to be.
Yeah, operable.
Try. I'll
thank
go.
You. That's
I'll
all
go.
We want. All right, show over then. Shit.
I'll go.
Now we got you. Now that
but
we got you on board.
Y'all heard me though.
But
y'all know. I hope y'all know what I mean.
No, listen. All I'm saying is that I don't think that every show we do should be virtual. I'm just saying that because we are in a world now where people have come to know the virtual space and now see it as convenient and they enjoy it and some people not ready to be out, then we have to figure out how to have a presence inside of that so that we can reach more people because everybody's not ready to be face-to-face like we are.
That's
really all I'm saying. I'm not saying every interpretation should be face-to-face. I'm just saying that I got to figure out how to align it with virtual spaces that still allow people that aren't ready to be out.
I I think your vibe, like you said, and like you said, the
now life, your stuff, yeah. I feel like has to be Ebony Day Dance Company should be face to face, hands down, no questions asked. Close to the people, dancing by them, all of that. We should be able to see your sweat, feel your sweat, everything.
The connection of the music with the rhythm, with the all of dancers. That. I mean, I think, like you said, like you felt her. You felt because your goddaughter.
Because it was time, energy, and space.
All of that, yeah.
All of that.
And
we need to have all of that.
And we do. Yes.
So, no, I don't think we can go to Bus Boys, have somebody film it, and us capture it. So, no, I do not think that that is it.
Okay.
I do think that we need to be somewhere where someone is dealing with the lights. Someone is dealing with the sound.
So like, I'm talking about
full on. Yes, I mean full on.
Okay, then.
Like, okay. Team.
All right, give me some dates. I'm ready.
Production. Full on production is what I mean. And then we do it virtually, full on production. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so see, now she's on board. See, she thought we was going to be in Shirlington with our phones. Didn't you?
Going live. I thought we were going to be in Charlotte doing something.
But our phone was going
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
We have our phones, but.
That's not happening. No, I get you, though.
You said.
But I miss it. I'm ready for some dates, y'all.
Dr. Moore says, I wonder if E-Day has my. Looks like money, but I can't really tell.
Huh?
I'm telling you what it says over there.
It has my money.
It looks like money, but I can't. Yeah, you know, I don't know all of these little emojis and
you
shit.
You got my money?
Or something like
I
that.
I don't owe him no money.
Hey, listen, maybe it's not money. Oh, I guess. Oh, from the game because you lost?
Yes, but we didn't bet. So.
Maybe, but he thinks you did because he's saying it right there.
We didn't bet because I'm not fooling with him. We did not bet.
He did say happy Sunday, though.
We did not bet Dr. Moore.
All right, man. This was cool. I enjoyed just kind of sitting, talking, catching up. I really enjoyed it. I wish Yana was here, like I said, but
I know. Obviously, come back, Yana.
She could not make it, so maybe next Sunday. But we're going to go ahead and close out. Thank you to everybody that was listening, just sitting back, listening to us talk about nothing and everything at the same time, but that's what communion is all about. Candid conversations with cousins where we discuss all sorts of things. Things that's important to us, things that might be important to you guys. So stay tuned for the show every single Sunday at 5 p.m. And so now we're going to have E-Day close us out with our affirmation for the week. For those that didn't hear it the first time.
All right, here we go. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole.
I am here and I am whole. All right.
Yes, indeed.
We out of here.